B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes, and we're going to start seven lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ein noisnin beitza b'tzad hameicham b'shvil shetisgalgil. One is not allowed to put a raw egg next to a copper kettle in order that the egg should become roasted somewhat, should become cooked. And nobody argues with this. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Next stage of the Mishnah, v'lo yafki eno besudrin, you're not allowed to crack an egg open onto a hot type of material that's been heated up in the sun in order that the egg should become a fried or cooked egg when spread on this hot material. Rabbi Yossi matir, in this case Rabbi Yossi says it's mutar. The next case in the Mishnah, v'lo yatmineno b'choil u'ba'avak drochim, one is not allowed to submerge, to hide, so to speak, an egg in sand or in the dust on the sidewalks, b'shvil shetitzleno, in order that the egg should get heated up in from the heat of this sand or the avak drochim, and an egg which is easily cooked can easily get cooked in such sand. Says the Mishnah, Maisa she'osu anshei Tveria. The people of Tveria, they did the following. V'hiviu siloin shel tzoinon l'toich amo shel chamin. In Tveria, they had the hot fountains of Tveria. They were hot. And people would put in the taps or the pipes of the cold water. They would run the cold water through the chamei Tveria. And the chamei Tveria, the hot waters of the wells of Tveria, the springs of Tveria, would heat up the cold water. Omru lem chachomim, and the chachomim said to the anshei Tveria, im b'shabbos kechamin shehu chamu b'shabbos. If this water got heated up on Shabbos, it has the same halachas as any water that gets heated up on Shabbos. V'asurim berechitza, you're not allowed to wash with them. V'b'shsiyah, nor are you allowed to drink this water. V'im b'yom tov, and if they got heated up on Yom Tov, then it's got the halachas of kechamin shehu chamu b'Yom Tov. It's got the same halachas as water that was heated up on Yom Tov. Vasurim berechitza, you're not allowed to wash with them. Umutarim b'shsiyah, but you are allowed to drink that water. Says the Gemara, Iboy Elohu, Galgal Mai. We said at the beginning of the Mishnah that you're not allowed to put an egg next to this kettle. The kettle was heated up with a fire inside it. It's a Kli Rishon. And now you want to put an egg next to it so the egg should get fried somewhat, should get cooked. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what is this Galgal? The Mishnah just said, Bishul Shetiz Galgil. We translated it as being slightly roasted. But what does this galgal mean? Omer of Yosef, galgal chayev b'chatos. This little bit of roasting or cooking that happens to the egg next to the kumkum, next to this flask of hot water, is actually considered a proper bishul and is chayev chatos. Omer mar breder avina, afanan nan mitaninon. We also learnt in a braisa, Kol shebo b'chamin milifnei Shabbos, sheirin oisei b'chamin b'Shabbos. And this is a Mishnah we're going to learn about later on Daf Kuf Mem Hei. When you have something which is very salty, and if you soak it in hot water before Shabbos, and then you want to soak it again in water on Shabbos, you're allowed to. Kol shebo b'chamin milifnei Shabbos, since it was soaked before Shabbos, it already finished its process of cooking before Shabbos, and therefore sheirin oisei b'chamin b'Shabbos, you're allowed to soak it again on Shabbos. It's not called bishul; it was already nizbash, it was already cooked before Shabbos. Kol sheloi bo b'chamin milifnei Shabbos, this salty food that was not soaked in hot water before Shabbos, madichin oisei b'chamin b'Shabbos, you're allowed to rinse it with hot water on Shabbos, because the rinsing it will not cook it. But you're not allowed to soak it because the soaking would be considered cooking. Chutz min hameliach yoshon, a type of fish that's been salted for a long time, v'kulias ha'aspanyan, or a type of fish called kulias from a place of asponin, where shehadachoson zui gmar melachtom, that those examples of fish, if you just rinse them, it's already considered a gmar melacha, it's considered mevushel. Some people would eat it like that. So Shema Mino, you see from here that even if something is not absolutely completely cooked, but it's cooked enough that some people would eat it, it's already called Gmar Melachton, it's called Bishel. So too in the case of Galgal, of an egg, even though it might not be completely cooked or roasted, but since some people would consider it roasted and would eat it, therefore it's considered Bishel and is Chayav Chatos. Continues the Gemara of Lo Yafki Eno Besudrin, we saw in the Mishnah, that the Tanakama say you're not allowed to crack an egg onto this material that's been heated up by the sun in order that the egg should get cooked on this sudar. And Rav Yesi says it's muta. Says the Gemara, v'hodit nan, this that we saw in the Mishnah, noisnin tavshil l'toich haboyer b'shvil sheyei shomur. One is allowed to put a pot or some cooked food into a pit in order for it to be protected there, that it should not get ruined in the heat of the sun. There's no chiddush there, it's not our sugya. V'esamayim ayofim baroim, you're allowed to submerge a container with cold water into some stagnant water, b'shvil sheyitztanenu, in order that the cold water that's called the mayim aroim, should cool down the mayim hayofim, the fresh and the good water. That's also not to do with our sugya, it's a sugya later on. V'esatzoinon b'chamo, b'shvil sheyichamu. This is the important part for us. You're allowed to put tzoinon, cold water, b'chamo, in the sun, k'dei sheyichamu, in order that the sun should heat it up. And if you're allowed to, you see there clearly, that you're allowed to heat something up with the sun. Leimer Rabbi Yosi, could that Mishnah be Rabbi Yosi? The Rabbi Yosi says in our Mishnah, you're allowed to crack an egg on a sudor that was heated up in the sun. But v'loy Rabbonon, but according to the Rabbonon who say that loyafki eno besudrin, they would say even there that it's also, you're not allowed to heat up anything cold with the sun. Omer Rav Nachman says no. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to heat something up with the sun on Shabbos. Heating something up with a fire, that's Leisav Aroesh. Heating up something which is itself was heated up by a fire. For example, if a fire heated up a Kli Rishon, and now this Kli Rishon is going to heat up something else, that's called a Tolda of Ur, Ur being fire. Kule almulay pligi de osur. Everyone agrees it's osur. Ki pligi, where they're arguing in our Mishnah. But toldo is hachama. In our Mishnah, the egg was not getting cooked directly in the sun. It was getting cooked by a sudor that was heated up by the sun. That's toldo is hachama. Marasov agozrin on toldo is hachama otu toldo is haur. Because somebody who sees this hot ur, this hot sudor, sorry, he doesn't know that the sun heated it up. He might think that sudor was heated up with a fire, with something that was on the fire. And therefore, they're going to think that toldo's ha'ur is also mutar. And we said here that toldo's ha'ur is osa, because you might come to heat it up on the fire itself. So since toldo's ha'chamo can get confused with toldo's ha'ur, and therefore it should be osa. Umarasov aloi gozrinon, and Rav Yosi holds that we're not gozer, and even though toldo's ha'ur is osa, chamo, everyone says it's mutar, nobody would get confused between heating something up in the sun and heating something up on the fire. And toldo is hachamot, they were not gezer, otu toldo is ha'ur. Says the Gemara, v'lo yat mineno b'chol. We saw in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to hide, you're not allowed to submerge an egg into the sand or avak drachim, the dust at the side of the roads, which has become itself heated up by the sun, which filter titzle in order that it should get roasted. Says the Gemara of Lifleg Nami Rabbi Yosi Baha. Why over here in the case of Loyat Mineno does Rabbi Yosi not say Rabbi Yosi Matir? It's Tolda Dechama, and Tolda Dechama Rabbi Yosi said is Mutar. Says the Gemara, no. There's two explanations, two Manda Omrim in the Gemara, why Yat Mineno should be worse. Rabba Omar Gzeir Shema Yat Min Baroimet. Since you're not just heating up with the egg, with something that was heated up in the sun, you're submerging it into the sand that was heated up in the sun, it's compared to hatmona, submerging a food into roimetz, into something which is moisif hevel, into ashes that have coals in them. And we know that's severely osa, because you might come to stoke those coals. And therefore, over here, Rabbi Yosi agrees that it will be osa. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Mipnei shemezes ofor mimakoymui. Rav Yosef says, if you're just going to crack an egg on a sudar, that will be mutter. It's toilda de chama, and it's mutter. Over here, where he's putting it into the sand, he has to dig away at the sand. And since he's moving some earth or sand away from its place, we're afraid that he's going to come and be choyfer guma, he's going to dig a ditch. And that's also on Shabbos. And since over here it's to do with digging, that's why Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's also. My binayu, the difference between the two explanations as to why Rabbi Yossi agrees that hiding the egg inside the choyl is also, ikka binayu, offer tichuach. When you've got very loose earth, and you want to submerge the egg in the very loose earth, according to Rabbah, who says that it's gzeira shemo yatmin baroimet, you might also come to submerge it in ashes and coals. He's going to agree, even if it's loose earth, it should be also. But if you say the whole problem is because you might come to dig away at the ground and make a ditch, in the case where all the earth around is loose, there's no problem of moving the earth aside, and it should be mutter. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei, we're going to ask a question now. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer megalgalin beitza al gag roiseach. You're allowed to crack an egg open to get heat, to get fried on the roof, on a boiling roof. A hot roof, the sun heated up the roof, and the roof is now tolda dechama. And Rabbi Yossi says tolda dechama is mutter. And so here itself, Shimon ben Gamliel says that it's mutter. You're not allowed to crack an egg on sid, a type of cement which is boiling, because there it was heated up with a fire. It's toilda d'ur, and toilda d'ur is also according to everyone. Says the Gemara, according to the opinion that says that the reason that Rabbi Yossi is machmir by yatmineno b'choylo b'avak drachim is because a gzeira, you might submerge it in roimets and ashes with coals in leker lemigzer, then just being on this roof, a roof is not something that you can submerge it in, and therefore we understand it should be mutter. But according to the reason that says that the reason that Rabbi Yossi was machmir bayat loyat mineno b'choylo b'avak drachim was because you might come to dig a ditch on the roof, also you might come to dig away a little bit, and it should be also, you should make a gzeira. Ligzer, says the Gemara, no, stam gag lesbe offer. On a regular roof, we can take it for granted that there is no earth to be moved aside, and therefore there's no problem of digging a ditch, and therefore it was mutter on the roof. Continues the Gemara. Tashema, we saw at the end of the Mishnah, Maisa she osu anche Tveria, the people of Tveria ve'evio yisiloin shel tzoinon, and they poured the water, the cold water, into the cham, letoich amosh al chamin, into the collected waters of the springs of Tveria, the boiling springs of Tveria, etc. And we saw that the Chachomim said to them that it's considered that you heated it up on Shabbos and you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. And if it's on Yom Tov, you can use it to drink, you cannot use it to wash in. Says the Gemara, Bishlei milamand omag zero shemo yatmin baroimetz. According to the opinion that says that the reason that Rabbi Yossi was machmir and said v'lo yat mineno b'choylo b'avak drachim was because you might come to submerge something else, some food, in ashes that have coals in it, in roimet, haynu d'dumya l'atmona, then we understand that in the case of the Chamei Tveria, it's also asa, because you are submerging the cold water into the hot water. It's similar to the case of Atmona. Elo lemando omar, mipnesha mazes off from Mimakoimoy. If the whole reason that Rabbi Yossi says that even though it's toilda dechama, nonetheless it's asa, is because you might dig away the earth and make a ditch, which is asa, maika lememar. Why with the Chamei Tveria should it be asa? Over there, we're not talking about earth, we're submerging cold water into hot water. Says the Gemara, Mi Savras Maisa Tveria Asefa Koi. Who says that the Maisa Tveria, who says that the situation there was that you're submerging the cold water into hot water, and it's got to do with Voloyat Mineno Bechoylu Bavak Drachim? It could be that Voloyat Mineno Bechoylu Bavak Drachim is Asa. And it could be that for that reason, Chamei Tveria would be mutter. But with the Gemara, the story of Chamei Tveria is a different case altogether. It's Areisha Koi. It's talking about, we're assuming that the Chamei Tveria themselves or toldo de chamo. And regarding toldo de chamo, it says in the Mishnah, lo yafki eno besudrin, the chachomim say it's also, Rabbi Yossi mati, Rabbi Yossi says toldo de chamo is mutter, v'ochi komru lil rabbonon Rabbi Yossi. And rabbonon actually used the story with the chamei Tveria against Rabbi Yossi. Homaisa de anche Tveria, the toldo is chamahu, the springs of Tveria are heated up by the sun. The water, the cold water that's being put into it, is being heated up by toldo de chamo. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, it should be muta. V'osulu rabbonon, and nonetheless, the chachomim there said it was asa. Omar luhu, so Rabbi Yossi is going to respond to that. Hahu told us urhu, you think that the hot springs of Tveria are toldo de chamo, heated up by the sun? They're not. They're toldo de ur, they're actually heated up by the fire. The cholfia pischa de gehenim, they pass through the entrance of gehenim, they get heated up from the fires of gehenim, and since it's toldo de ur, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yossi, that toldo de ur is osa. So we've now seen three different reasons, possibilities, why the chamei Tveria should be osar. Either because it's dumya lahatmona, according to the reason that says that Rabbi Yossi was machmir by yatminena b'choylu b'avak drachim, is because it's hatmona, it's submerging something cold in something hot, that would be a reason to say it's osar. Or that it's toldo de chamo, according to the Tanakama, that say toldo de chamo is osar. Or that it's toldo de ur, that l'kul alma it's osar. So we have not yet really had an explanation that would say that the story of Tveria should be mutar. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Chizda, Mimaisa she'osu anshei Tveria, v'osu l'hu rabbonon, from the fact that the anshei Tveria wanted to heat up the cold water with the chamei Tveria, and the rabbonon said it was osa, botlo hatmono b'dovor hamoisif hevel, v'afilu mib'oidyoim. You see from there that even putting something cold, submerging something cold into something hot on Erev Shabbos, if it's a dovah hamoisif hevel, it's osa. And Tosfos already asks, why do I need to learn this out from the story of the chamei Tveria? It's an explicit Mishnah that says, we're going to learn about it soon on Daf Mem Zayin, that you're not allowed to be moisif, ein toimnim dovah moisif hevel. Continues the Gemara, Oma Ula, halocha k'anshei Tveria, the halocha is like the anshei Tveria, and here the Rishonim will ask, that we just said now, that according to all the explanations, there's no reason it should be mutar. There are three reasons it should be asa. Why should anybody rule like the Anshei Tveria that did do it on Shabbos? So the Rishonim deal with that. But that's what Ula says. Ula says that Loch is like the Anshei Tveria, that one is allowed to pour this cold water through the hot water on Shabbos. Obviously, you put the water there before Shabbos, it gets heated up on Shabbos. Omale of Nachman, Kvatovrinu Anshei Tveria lesilunaihu, the Anshei Tveria were mekabel, they accepted the Issa of the Chachomim, and they've already broken up these pipes that are channeling the cold water into the chamei Tveria, and everybody agrees it's Asa. Continues the Gemara, Maisa Shaosu Anshei Tveria. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis that the Anshei Tveria, they ran the cold water through the hot springs of Tveria, and the Chachomim said that it has the same halacha as heating up water on Shabbos, and therefore it's osa for rechitza and shsia. You're not allowed to wash in them nor drink them. And in Yom Tov, it's got the same halacha as water that was heated up on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to wash in them, but you are allowed to drink them. Says the Gemara, my rechitza. The Mishnah is talking about here rechitza, which is osa. What rechitza are we talking about? The first option the Gemara is bringing up is we're talking about regular rechitza, where a person goes into a bath and washes his whole body. The Mishnah says it has the halachas of hot water that was heated up on Shabbos, and therefore rechitza is osa. To wash your whole body in hot water, that's osa, even if the hot water was heated up before Shabbos. Well, Tanya, did we not learn in the Braisa? And this is a sugya we're going to learn on Daf Mem. Chamin shehu chamu me'erev Shabbos, hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, lemochor, on Shabbos, roichitz behen ponov yodov raglov. You're only allowed to use it to wash your hands independently, your feet independently, your face independently, but not your whole body. Avaloi kol gufay. So the Mishnah cannot be talking about the rechitza of your whole body and say that it has the halachas of water that was heated on Shabbos or Yontav, and therefore it's osa, where it's apparent in the Mishnah that had it been heated up before Shabbos or Yontav, it would be mutter. Says the Gemara, Elo ponov yodov raglov. We're talking here about only washing one's face, one's hands, and one's feet. A Masefus, the Gemara says, let's move to the last bit of the Mishnah. B'yomtev, this water, the cold water that ran into the hot springs of Tveria on Yomtev, k'chamin she'uchamu b'yomtev, it has the same halachas as hot water that was heated up on Yomtev, v'asurin b'rechitza, and they are also with rechitza, which we're now saying, what does rechitza mean? Ponov yodov raglov, umutorin b'shtia, but you're allowed to drink that water. If that's pshat in the Mishnah, then it seems this Mishnah is following Beis Shammai. Ditnan, because we learnt in a Mishnah in Beitza, Beis Shammai oimrim lo yachim odom chamin leraglov elohim ken ruin lishtia. Beis Shammai hold that water that was heated up on Yontav, you're allowed to use it to drink, you're not allowed to use it to wash even just your feet. Beis Hillel matirim, and Beis Hillel say you are allowed to use it to wash ponov yodov raglov. And our Mishnah that says that that the water was heated up on Yontav, and therefore it's osur berechitza, which we're saying now means ponov yodov raglov, that would be following Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. We don't like doing that. We don't want a stoma Mishnah to be like Beis Shammai. Omer b'ikabar chanina, Bar Chananya says a third explanation in the Mishnah. It's not talking about washing your whole body. It's not talking about washing your hands, feet, and face. Rather, lish tateif bohem kol gufoy, to rinse your whole body, not by going into the water, but by pouring the water over your body or skin on. And that's the rechitza that we're talking about here, that when you heat up water on Shabbos or Yontav, you're not allowed to rinse your whole body with it. But if you heat it out before Shabbos Yom Tov, you are allowed to rinse your whole body with it. V'hai Tanohu, and this Mishnah is going like one of the Tanoim, and it's going to be Reb Shimon in the following Braisa. Titania, we learnt in the Braisa, Lo Yishatif Odom Kol Gufoy Bein Bechamin Bein Betzoinom Divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir says you're not allowed to rinse your whole body, not with hot water and not with cold water. Reb Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon says you are allowed to wash your whole body, rinse your whole body with hot water or with cold water. Reb Yehuda Omer, Bechamin Osa Betzoinan Mutar. Reb Yehuda says he makes a compromise and he says that you're allowed to use cold water to rinse your whole body, but not hot water. It's the only Tanna that says that you're allowed to use hot water to rinse your whole body on Yontav, if it was heated up before Yontav, is Reb Shimon, and that will be our Mishnah. It's talking about water that was heated up before Yom Tov, and therefore you're allowed to rinse your whole body with it. But had it been heated up on Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to. According to the other Tanoim, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, even if you heated up the water on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to rinse your whole body with it on Shabbos. Our Mishnah says explicitly it's only Asa because it's heated up the water on Yom Tov. But it's mashma now Mishnah. Had you heated it up before Yom Tov, you're allowed to rinse your whole body with it. And that is the opinion of Reb Shimon. Omer Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda adds machleikus bekli. The machleikus in this braisa between Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yehuda is talking about when the water is poured from a kli. Aval bekarka. If this water is in the ground, divrei hakel mutar, everybody says it's mutar, because nobody will think by mistake that you've heated this up with toil de da'ur on Shabbos or Yontav. Everybody will know that this was saved in the ground, because it's very common to put hot water in the ground and it will retain its heat for a couple of days. And therefore everybody says that if you heated it up before Yontav, then you're allowed to wash your whole body on Yontav with it. Ask the Gemara of Ha'maisa da'antri Tveria b'karka hava. We just said now that from Reb Ikka bar Chananya that our Mishnah is talking about this type of rinsing one's body with this water, and we said that it's following Reb Shimon. Now we're here in the case of the Mishnah, the Chamei Tveria are in the ground. V'asul hu Rabbonon. And the Rabbonon said that it's Asa. The Chamei Tveria, the Anshei Tveria said it was Muta. The Chachomim said it was Asa, even though it's talking about in the ground. Elo'i itma hochi itma. What Rav Chisda said was as follows. Machloikus bekarka, the whole argument is if it's in the karka, and therefore our Mishnah that the Chachomim said it was also with the Chametz Tveri is indeed only Reb Shimon. Avol bekli divrei hakel osur. If this hot water is held in a kli, even Reb Shimon will agree that you're not allowed to wash yourself with this hot water on Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chomna, Omar Bi'ichnon halacha Reb Yehuda. The halacha is like Reb Yehuda that says that with hot water you're not allowed to rinse yourself on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, but with cold water you are allowed to. Omar Le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said to Rabbi Bar Bar Chomna, Beferu Shmiya Lecha. Did you hear this explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Or was it just apparent from something else that you may have assumed? Says Rabbi, Maichlola, where else could I have known it from? Where could I have deduced such a thing? So Rav Yosef answered back, to Omer of Tanchim, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Rabbi Yana. You may have learnt it from the following quote from Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yana. Omar Rav, in the name of Rav, Kol Mokim Shata Moitze Shnaim Chalukin. Whenever you find two Chachomim arguing, Ve'echod Machria, and one makes a type of mediator, a type of compromise, that he says somewhere in between the other two opinions, Halocha K'divrei Machria, the Halocha is like the Machria. And in our case, Reb Meir says it's also to rinse oneself with hot water or cold water. Reb Shimon says it's mutter with hot water and cold water. And Reb Yehuda is a type of compromise. He says with hot water it's also, with cold water it's mutter. So the halacha should be like Reb Yehuda because he's the machria. And the only place we do not say the halacha is kudas ha-machria is chutz mikulei matlonios, those rags that a person assumes them to be very insignificant. As we learnt in the Gemara previously on Daf Choftes, we learnt that the rags that are more than gimel by gimel tfochim, but less than gimel by gimel tfochim, and we spoke there about muchon and eino min ha-muchon, there we had three opinions. Sha'afal pishe Rebeliezer machmir. Rebeliezer is completely machmir. We were talking there about when it's hanging on the hook, or when he puts this matloinios behind the door. The Rabbi Eliezer says in both of those cases it's a chumrah. Rabbi Yeshua is meikel on both. Rabbi Akiva machria. Rabbi Akiva says that when it's hanging on the hook, it's still got a shem kli, but when it's behind the door, it doesn't. And for those who don't remember, you can refer back to that Gemara. And in that case, ein halacha k'divrei machria. There, the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva for a number of reasons. Choda, number one, the Rabbi Akiva talmid hu. Rabbi Akiva was a talmid. And we don't say that halacha is like a machria when it's a talmid being machria against his rebbe. V'oid ha'hoda be Rabbi Akiva legabed Rabbi Yeshua. We saw in the Gemara there that Rabbi Akiva, afterwards he was choizer, he changed his mind and he held like Rabbi Yeshua, as we saw in the Gemara there. And the question is, if besides for mikulei matloinios that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva for the reasons we just mentioned, everywhere else halacha kedas hamachria. So maybe that's why you thought that halacha here is like Rabbi Yehuda, who's a machria. Says the Gemara of Imichlola Mai. And so what? Let's say that I deduced it from there. And so what? It's a good source. If the halacha is always like the machria, here the halacha will be like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no, Dilma Hani Miliba Masnisin. It could be Halocha Kedas HaMachria is only in cases where the three opinions, the Meikel, the Machmir, and the one that makes the Hachra, the one that makes the compromise, that's if the three opinions are in the Mishnah. But Aval Bebraisa, but if the three opinions are only in a Braisa, Loi, maybe over there the Halocha is not like the Machria. And over here in our case, this is a Braisa. So maybe the Halocha would not be like Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei, he answered back, no, I did not deduce it from there. I heard explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan that halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mirtz Hashem in the next Shia will carry on from here.